Okay, let's go now to your questions for the week. First one comes from Nan, who says, I was recently treated with Cipro antibiotics, 250 milligrams for 5 days, for my first urinary tract infection problem. Now my UTI is gone, but I feel needle-like pain in the ankles and wrists. I hear cracking noise from the back of the ankle, shoulder, and wrist. My doctor indicated this cracking noise should disappear in a few weeks, but it has been more than 1 month. What is your suggestion to recover from this tendon cracking noise and needle-like pain caused by Cipro? Well, it seems to me, Nan, from your question, you must be well aware of the fact that a primary side effect of Cipro is injury to tendons, even ruptured tendons. It doesn't sound like you have a ruptured tendon. I know a number of people who have gotten extremely bad pain from taking Cipro, and it does clear out after a while if you do enough tissue rejuvenating nutrients. So the same kind of nutrients that you would just take for joint health, Nan, would be the most important. I would use, and I would be fairly aggressive here because you really don't know how bad the injury is, but whatever you're doing, it isn't quite enough. I like the Daily Builder because it's an all-purpose. It's not just for bones, but it's for connective tissue. I like Joint All, which has the hyaluronic acid, the glucosamine, and so on. So I like that combination, Daily Builder and Joint All, for my basics. And then for anti-inflammatories or things to help strengthen the tissue, I like the Repair Plus and the Bone and Joint Helper. So those are things, that, and you can use, you know, one of those if you want, but I'd suggest all four, at least for the short term, trying to, over the next couple of months, get this problem to clear out and hope that all it was a temporary sort of sprained ankle-ish-like effect on the tendons as opposed to more significant tendon injury. And if you did have more significant tendon injury, it's just a question of taking the supplements longer and keeping your body stretched and flexible and doing, you know, moderate activity, not pushing things too hard. But as you're healing an injury, you don't want it to flare up from exercise, but you want to use that part, those parts of your body, so that as they heal, they're healing with force going through them so that they heal with some integrity. You know, this whole idea about just doing nothing while you heal, well, I mean, sometimes that's important a little bit, but it's actually far more important to start getting, you know, force vectors going through weak tissue to strengthen it and to help it to heal so that it can handle actual use. Otherwise, you sit there like a mummy wrapped up and all, you know, okay, your 6 weeks of healing is over and now you go out to use the thing and the first time you try to use it more than a little bit, boom, you got the problem again. Didn't heal very well, but it wasn't being used while it was healing. So it's kind of a common mistake a lot of people make when they're recovering from something.